Good morning.
Good morning.
Fantastic. Welcome to our morning service. I'm one of the congregation. I'm not the normal minister. Most of you know me, I think. Yes, most of you know me. I've been here 30, too many years. Too many years. But I seem to have been talked into this. Thanks, Nick. But so we'll start with some normal business if we can. So we'll start with our notices. Coming up this week, we've got Building Blocks on Monday at 9 o'clock, a revived prayer meeting at 10. On Tuesday, we've got our morning prayer at 10:30. At 12 o'clock, we've got our warm welcome space. Then on Wednesday, Nick will be leading the Men's and Ladies Fellowship at 2:30. 7 o'clock, there is the Revive AGM meeting. Thursday, 2 o'clock, cuppa, cake and craft, and then again Sunday, back here for worship. So welcome on Zoom. Sorry, I forgot the people on Zoom. Other than that, all the notices are in the meeting room in the usual place, if you care to see them. Judith would like to come up and say something quickly.
I would just very much like to thank everyone for all the beautiful cards, the kind words and the prayers that I've received over the past few weeks since Mum died. I've very much appreciated all the love, care and support from you all. It's been a great encouragement, so thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Judith. So let's start with a prayer. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the beautiful weather that we've woken up to this morning and the fact that we can come and worship you, Lord, and honour your name. Lord, you promise when two or more are gathered that you will be here. And Lord, we hold to that promise that you will be here with us this morning, that you will move among us this morning, Lord, and refresh us, speak to our hearts, through your words, Lord, and the people that will speak today. Amen. So my opening slide, as you can see, is for the Alpha course. So I'd like to remind you that the Alpha course is going to be happening on the 19th for 6 weeks. And Chris would like to come up and talk to you about that quickly now.
I'm not going to talk that quick, though, because otherwise they won't get it all. Yeah, it's very exciting. You should know by now that Matt, Maxine, Andrew and I, we are the A-team. We are sorting out Alpha. So we're very excited. I felt that I needed to tell you a bit more about it so that when you're inviting people along, you can explain and settle their hearts as to what it is. So we're only running it for 6 weeks, which is quite short, but we think it's probably a nice amount of time for our first Alpha course. Who knows what might follow? And we'll be finished before the summer holidays. So it's 6 consecutive Mondays, starting on the 19th, which is a week tomorrow. So you've got a week to get your act together. People are invited to arrive at 6:30 for a meal and fellowship before launching onto the Alpha course at 7:30. So some people might find it really difficult to get here for 6:30. That's okay. They can turn up at 7:30 if they like. But the course starts at 7:30. I have to say, we're so grateful for Caroline and to Amanda who are organising the food for us. So that's a weight off our minds. They're sorting that bit. And we're also grateful that there are people within the congregation that have said they will come along and help support and encourage as well. So, remember our logo on the door there? Help people of all ages to find and follow Jesus. Well, this is your big chance to help others to find and follow Jesus. So you've got a little invite here. So don't leave it behind here. You're to take it home and you're to give it to somebody. Take more than one. Invite the whole street if you like. So the six sessions, we look at six different areas of the Christian faith, but it's not teaching them or pointing the finger, it's more sort of asking questions. For example, the first session is about, is there more to life than this? The second session is, who is Jesus? The third one, why did Jesus die? The fourth one, how can I have faith? The fifth, why and how do I pray? And the sixth one, why and how should I read the Bible? And we'll be watching a little video which is sort of compared, hosted by Toby Flint and Gemma Hunt. And then we watch little videos with Nikki Gumbel in it, who sort of started the first Alpha course. And you watch little snippets, and then there's a few questions to ask, what do you think? So it's asking the people that come, what do they think? So we're not giving any answers, we're asking them to think and asking that God will work in their lives. You might also notice that you've got a post-it note and a pen. So I want you to think and pray about who you could invite to come along to this Alpha course. But don't just say, why don't you come along to the Alpha course? Say, why don't you come along to the Alpha course and I'll come with you. I'll bring you. So much nicer. And if people can't make everyone, it doesn't matter. It's better to do a few than none at all, because they do all stand alone. So I want to encourage you to think of a name, put it on the tree, up the back there. I think they're going to be prayed for, these folk, at the end of the service. And they'll also be prayed for on Tuesday in the prayer meeting. And you can pray for them as well. So, let's get going and help people of all ages to find and follow Jesus. Okay, thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Chris. Unfortunately, it's back to the B team now. So our call to worship. The psalmist writes in Psalm 117, praise the Lord, all you nations. Exalt him, all you peoples. For great is his love towards us, and his faithfulness endures forever. Our first song is The Lord is King.
Thank you.
Please be seated. So this morning, I'd like to talk to you about lists. I love a good list. So I thought I'd look up the definition of lists, and that was fairly obvious. But underneath it was listless, which I thought maybe was no lists. So a person or their manner, lacking energy or enthusiasm. So maybe that's somebody without a list. Listless. It's my service, it's okay. So I want to ask you about lists. What lists do you have? Do you have a bucket list, maybe? Do you have a shopping list? Or a job list? I've got a job list. What about a birthday list? No? Nobody's got a list of birthdays? Yeah, I'm sure you have. The ladies are nodding, yeah, because we haven't got a clue. Okay, so what about my favourite list? Do you have a naughty and nice list? Or more importantly, do you have a present list? I've got a present list. I've got a present. So what lists have you got? Anybody got lists other than the ones I've just said? Any other lists? Nobody. A packing list for going on holiday. Brilliant. Anyone else? A prayer list. See, you're jumping ahead now. You're being too clever now. So those are normal lists. Those are people's lists. Those are daily lists. And we've got lots of lists. We've got lots of lists in our house. I start my day with a list of jobs. I get to the end of the day and hopefully I've ticked some of those lists off. And I make a new list for the next day. So when I start the next day, I'm ready to go again. But that's just not the only list we have in our house. In fact, I reckon I've married the queen of lists. She's got lists of how many lists we've got, I'm sure. But what she's also not going to be happy when I get home. But she's never happier than when somebody buys her a notepad. She can write those little things down on her lists. And one of the lists that she has got, and something I probably should learn from, is a list by the side of the bed. How many times have you gone home, gone to bed, remembered something in your sleep, woken up, thought about it, gone back to sleep, and can you remember it in the morning? Write it down on that list. Write it down on that list. So, you're right, reading lists, but Bible reading lists. Do we have Bible reading lists? Do we look at things and say, these are the things that I should read? These are some of the passages that have interested me and I'd like to read. And what about a prayer list? Do we have a prayer list? Somebody's laughing over there for reading lists. I'm guessing that's a very long list. Oh, there's an app. Yeah, there's an app for all sorts of lists, I'm sure. What about a prayer list? Do we have a prayer list? So I've given out, in fact, upstairs there are pieces of paper. Would anyone like to help me? Or come and give some of these out. I've got some volunteers. No, Neve's hiding. Andrew's going to help. So I'm going to give you all a piece of paper. And thankfully, because the Alpha course was also doing pens, I don't have to give pens out. There are pens available. And I'd like you to start your first list. And what I'd like you to write on that list, I'd like this to be a prayer list. And I'd like you to keep it in your pocket today. And take it out and pray when you take it out. And you'll find it when you get home and you take your clothes off, you've got your list again. Pray again. So at the top of that list, I'd like you to write the Alpha course, as I'd like everybody to pray for that. But then under that, write some of your own things. What else would you like to pray for? A lot of research has been done. Thank you very much. A lot of research has been done as to how much we can hold in memory. And they say it's about 10 items. I think that goes down, I've found, the older I get. So possibly can't hold 10 items in short-term memory. So I need to write things down. So write down on there the prayers that you would like to pray for. The things, the people, whatever that may be. A prayer list. A prayer list. Bits of paper for the lists. Thank you very much. So lists. In the 1930s, Boeing decided to create a new plane. They wanted a plane just like an aircraft carrier. So it was massive. It was very complicated. They called it the Flying Fortress. And after 5 years of building and calculating this enormous plane, it taxied out onto the runway in front of all of the most important people from government, from the military. It took off beautifully and started into a steep climb. And at that point, something went wrong and it fell like a stone to the ground, burst into flame and killed the two pilots. In an investigation afterwards, they concluded that the plane was too complex to fly. Just too complicated. They'd forgotten to put the elevator flaps down. But from this, they created a list. And it's a list that's been going for nearly 100 years now. It's a list for pilots as to what they need to check before they take off. So lists are really, really important things. But they are in the Bible. I get the feeling God loves a list. So we're given lots of different lists throughout the Bible. Exodus 20, 1 to 17 gives us the Ten Commandments. Matthew 5, 1 to 12 gives us the Beatitudes. Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Paul gives us a list of the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18 gives us the armour of God. But on the flip side of that, there are also the seven deadly sins. The Bible is full of lists. Proverbs 14:8 says this: the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. I'm going to ask the music group now to come up and play a couple of songs for us. We've got A Razor Hallelujah and Waymaker, but I have no idea what order. That order.
Raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. Raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. Raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated.
inside of me. Raise a hallelujah. Out of once the darkness flee. Raise a hallelujah. In the middle of a mystery. Raise a hallelujah. Fear you lost your hold on. In the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Sing a little louder.
Thank you.
Just pray that you are the great miracle worker, and that in Desborough that you will take the obstacles out of the way of people that might want to come and explore Alpha. They want to come and explore who you are in this world and what their lives mean, Lord. They're searching because there's an emptiness inside of them, and they want to be filled. They want to be filled with you, Lord, but they don't know it. And there's all these things in their way, Father God. But you are the way maker. And you will make them a way so that they can come to us. We pray, Lord God, that you will break out your spirit here in Desborough and make a way for them to come. Make a way for them to find their way to you. And Father God, we pray that we as a church, we will be available to them so that you are available to them, Lord Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Amen.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Thank you. Shall we just pray for the young people that have left us now? Lord, we lift to you the young people, the next generation, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for so many of them within the church. But we want to lift them to you, Lord. We want to bring them to you. We pray that the message they hear now in the Sunday school will mean something to them, Lord, that they will remember that in later life, as many of us do, and that you're already making inroads into their lives now, Lord. And so we just thank you for them. Amen. So, lists we started with. I'd like to look at one such list this morning. I'd like to look at the Beatitudes. You'll probably be very familiar with the Sermon on the Mount. And the Beatitudes were the start of that sermon. Some of these Beatitudes are quite difficult, quite hard to get your head round. So they begin with the word blessed. Blessed doesn't just mean happy. Blessed in this case is far, far deeper. It's an ultimate feeling of well-being, a spiritual joy, if you will, that those who share in the salvation of Christ can understand. So our reading this morning then is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. And Lynn's going to come and read that for us.
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Thank you. Let's bring our prayers of intercession now to the Lord. Lord, we start with the world. We think of the things around us, Lord, of the war in Ukraine and the flooding now as a result of that war, Lord, where the dam has been broken. Lord, we bring those people to you as a nation. Lord, we want to think about the climate as well, for what appears to be the mess that we are making of our world, for the fires, for the floods, for the extreme temperatures. Lord, forgive us for the mess we make of your world, a world you gave us to look after, Lord. Lord, we think of the train crash in India, for all those killed, all those injured, and all those who mourn, Lord. Lord, we also think of the migrants trying to find safety, trying to find a life for them and for their family. Lord, we can't even begin to understand how difficult that must be, to be in a position to have to leave your own country and everything you know, to travel at great risk just to find somewhere safe. Lord, help us to remember that these are your people. These are your creation. Lord, these are all your children. Lord, we think of the UK and the crisis we have with the cost of living. Prices going up, strikes, action, Lord, for the political unrest. We bring these things to you and we lay them at the foot of the cross, Lord, all of these things. Help us to understand, help us to talk to people about these things, Lord, as Christians, and help us to be there should we be needed. Lord, we turn now to Desborough and we bring the Alpha Course to you, Lord. We've spoken much about it this morning and what a great opportunity it is to help people to find and follow Christ. Lord, I pray that it will be a great success and that many people will come. But even just one life, Lord, saved for you is a success. Lord, I think of the welcome space, the warm hub, and I give you thanks for that. We think of those who are sick in our congregation and who need support, who need medication, who need operations, who need healing, Lord. And we just bring them to you now in the quietness. Lord, we think of those who are grieving, who have lost someone and who mourn. And finally, Lord, I just want to bring the leadership of this church to you. Thank you for the work that they do. Thank you for their time and their commitment, Lord. All of this we bring in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Each of these Beatitudes starts with a statement and ends with a promise. The poor in spirit, what does that mean? So, the kingdom is not something that can be earned. It's a gift. The poor in spirit was a direct parallel to the Jewish leaders at the time. The Sermon on the Mount, we all know, was probably one of the greatest sermons ever, if not the greatest sermon. But there in that crowd were the Jewish leaders, and this spoke to them. And I wonder if it speaks to our leaders today, to our government. Poor in spirit or being humble, the quality of having a modest or low view of one's own importance. Question, is that us? Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The kingdom of heaven is not something... we're on the wrong one. Sorry. Turn the page. Mourning. Very rarely do you hear mourning being something referred to as blessed. So what does that mean? What does it mean to mourn in this case? Some have suggested that this is mourning for our sinful nature. We mourn for the things that we have done wrong. And that produces in us an intention to renew ourselves. And we will be comforted. Often people mourning implies the loss of a loved one or somebody that they cared about, and that God will comfort them in his grace. It was Mental Health Awareness Week when I started to write this sermon back on the 15th of May. And one of the messages there was, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to mourn. God has promised to comfort those who mourn. So again, the question, do we mourn our sin? Do we mourn the things that we have done wrong? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So what does it mean to be meek? Is it docile, compliant, spiritless, and yielding? Or do we look to Jesus as our example of what it means to be meek? Someone, despite the fact that he was Son of God, gave his life on a cross for us. So do we follow Christ's example of meekness? I'm going to sing again our next song. Sorry, Brian. Just getting comfortable there. Meekness and majesty. Seated. Our next beatitude then is blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. But what does that mean? What does it mean to hunger? Is it like when you're on a diet and you feel hungry. I've felt that feeling, as I'm sure many others have. Or is it something deeper? Is it something more than just a feeling in your stomach? Is it a longing or a yearning for something? So did we come to church this morning, and this was one of the prayers while we were getting ready outside. Did we come to church this morning with a hunger to hear the word? A hunger for God. What about a thirst? Do you feel refreshed on this hot day, yesterday maybe, when you had a lovely glass of cold water? Were you refreshed? Was that the thirst we're talking about? Or maybe when you come home from shopping and you sit down with a nice cup of tea. Does that quench your thirst? How refreshed do you feel after a service? Maybe something I don't want the answer to after this service. Maybe ask Nick next week. How refreshed do you feel after a service? Did you hunger when you came to hear Christ and God's word? And are you refreshed at the end? Question. Do you yearn for the right things? Is your appetite for righteousness, or is it for what can I get away with? What can I do as a minimum? Do we hunger for that righteousness? Do we want to serve and hope to be refreshed at the service? And every time we read our Bible, every time we pray, we should expect to be satisfied, to be refreshed. The next beatitude. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Luke 6:36 says, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." God had mercy on us for the things we'd done wrong. He had mercy on us and gave his only Son to die on a cross for us. In what way has God been merciful to you this week? Has he been merciful to you? And how can you show mercy to others around you? What can you do to show that same mercy, that same forgiveness to others? Is there someone maybe you've got a bit of a grudge against, or somebody you haven't really got on with this week? How can you show mercy to them this coming week? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. To be pure in heart means to be free of selfish purpose and self-seeking motives. Jesus was our ultimate example of this when he sacrificed his life on the cross for the redemption and salvation of you and me. So, do you want to see God? I think the answer to that is yes, please. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. In this troubled world, we're called to be the peacemakers. And Christ again was our example for this, showing us the way. His death on a cross being the ultimate peacemaking expression between God and us. All too often, we hear of troubles. Blame is cast around. It was this group. It was that person. If we wish to be called the children of God, we must be the peacemakers in these situations. So my question again, how easy is it for you to walk into a conflict or disagreement and be that peacemaker? Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this passage continues in Matthew 11 and 12. And it says this, Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely. Count. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For men persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus said many times that those who follow him will be persecuted. John 15:20-21 says this: if they persecute me, they will persecute you. This beatitude is really important because even if we're wrongfully persecuted for our beliefs or our devotion to God or the things that we say, we shall be blessed eternally. The kingdom of heaven is ours. So the final question there, are you willing to be persecuted for your faith? So we've spoken about lists this morning, and the Beatitudes were the first list before the main sermon. So, oh, that's a bit smaller than I was expecting. The poor in spirit. With lists, normally they're in a specific order. If you make a list for shopping, there is a sequence maybe. Certainly I know my father shops and he's got all the aisles mapped out and he shops exactly to his list round all the aisles. Too much time on his hands. So lists are in an order, or sometimes they're in order of importance. So the first thing you want to do is the top of the list so you can get that one done and put a big tick against it. So in this case, what order were these lists in, or this list in? And I think this list is in the order that it's a sequence. It's not the top one is the highest priority, but it's a sequence. And you can't do the next one and the next one and the next one unless you've done the first. So we're going to work through these in sequence. So poor in spirit, we should be humble. And again, we've got to remember that this sermon was on the Mount. There are a lot of Jewish leaders here. So he was speaking directly to those at times, as well as the rest of us. So poor in spirit, we should be humble. Mourn. We should be mournful of our sinful nature. Meek. Following Jesus' example, meekness and majesty. It's very difficult to be meek if we don't mourn our sinful nature, or if we're not humble. We should hunger and thirst. We should crave that righteousness. We should crave being in the presence of God as we are now. We need to be merciful and show mercy to others as it was shown to us. Pure in heart. We should be free from all selfish motives. Peacemakers. We should look to foster peace in times of trouble and not cause trouble. And persecution. We should expect to be challenged about our faith, maybe even insulted, made fun of. But that's what we were told was going to happen. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the lists you give us throughout the Bible. We thank you for the things we can draw from them, the lessons we learn. And we thank you that you speak to our hearts with those lessons. Lord, help us to be poor in spirit, to mourn, to be meek, to hunger and thirst for you, to be merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers. Lord, and help us to deal with the persecution when it comes. Thank you, Lord, that we have been able to be here this morning. Thank you for all the things you give us and for your love for us. Lord, I just want to bring the Alpha to you again. You call us to bring your word to other people, Lord. And I pray for that Alpha course. I pray for the people that will attend, for the people that run it, for the people that have organised, and for the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, Lord. Bless those people, I pray. Help us now to start some lists, to remember the list we wrote at the start for prayer. Lord, help us to add to that list and to take that list with us. To maybe add some family, some friends, put their names on, Lord, to help us to remember to pray for them. All too often we forget people, Lord, not deliberately, but just because we are so busy, Lord. Help us to put things on those lists that you would bring to us, that we can remember, that we can bring to you in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. So before we sing our closing prayer, I am going to invite, Maxine drew the short straw, and she's going to just come up and pray for the Alpha meeting.
So you've got your post-its. I'm going to ask you to be brave now and pick up a post-it and stick a name on there, a name that's been on your heart, someone you were hoping to come to know Jesus, someone who maybe, they might not come this Alpha, but they might come another. So have a look on the seats beside you, pick up a post-it and put a name on it and stick them on there, because the only way these people are going to come to know Christ is through your heart and through your prayers, and we can pray with you as a team, as a church, as a family. Okay, let's pray. Father God, as you place the names on our hearts today, we've listened to Simon, we've walked through the Beatitudes, we've heard what you call us to be and the promises you make to each one of us. So Father, I ask you right now, in this moment of silence, that you would place a name, a picture, a face, a word on our heart for the person that we should be inviting to Alpha, that we should be encouraging to look to you, Lord, or to read the Bible or to pray. Whatever that person's name is, Father, I ask that you lay it on the hearts of this church family today. So we wait on you just for a moment, Lord. We wait on you. Father God, we lift that person to you, those people we're thinking about, those people we've been praying for a very long time, those people we're hoping will come to know you. Father, we thank you so much for all the things that you're doing in this church family right now, for every person who's using action to show who you are. We lift this time to you, Lord Jesus, and we ask in your perfect name for this person. Amen.
Let's say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Maxine.
Our final hymn,
I have to say, has absolutely no relevance to my service, but it was the hymn that we sang at our wedding, so it's preacher's choice, and I'm going to get into my wife's good books after exposing her list fetish. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
say the grace together. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.